Sermon title today is Heaven Came Down. And I shared this scripture. We're going to turn to a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want you to turn there with me. It was a scripture that we read Friday night. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And I said I would be reading it again on Sunday, and I didn't want anybody to think that I had lost it and I forgot it, because here he's reading it again. Something's happened. What's going on with him? So I want to read this to you again. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which you also you received, in which you stand, standing firm in the gospel of Jesus Christ, praise his name, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12, and after that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present. But some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, and the last of all, he was seen by me also as one that was born out of due time." Jesus is what he is trying to communicate to the Jewish people, is that Jesus was the Messiah, he was the Christ, he was the appointed one, and he is the fulfillment of all prophecy in the Old Testament. His arrival as the Messiah was proven through prophecy. His life, his death, his resurrection was proven through prophecy. Through the event of his resurrection, I think that I have preached almost every sermon possible. I have preached in Exodus, talking about when the people were leaving Egypt, that they put blood over the doorposts and over the lintels, that they were supposed to just kill one lamb. And it was pointing to the fact that Jesus is the Lamb of God. And we see that John the Baptist just said exactly that. "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away all sin." So many sermons that his death and his resurrection was and is an historical fact that nobody can deny. He even says in the book of Acts, when it talks about that Jesus was with the disciples 40 days after his resurrection, by many unfallible or undeniable truths, that he was with them. Here in this scripture, he said that Paul tells us that he was seen by over 500 people at one time after his resurrection. And he says many of them are still alive. You can go talk to them, even though there's some of those that have fallen asleep. In other words, they passed away and now they've gone on to glory. Jesus Christ did die and Jesus Christ did arise from the grave, and we will celebrate it forevermore. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have your eyes closed to the truth. In Romans chapter 1, it talks about that creation shouts out the truth of God. If we turn to Romans chapter 1 and read verse 19. So Romans 1 and verse 19. In Romans 1 and verse 19, it says this: "Because what may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so what? So that they are without an excuse." It says that all of creation shouts the truth of God, to the point that anyone that doesn't believe is without an excuse. There is more historical truth. Listen to this. There is more historical truth about the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus than there is about American history. Now think about that. None of us questioned that the Civil War took place. None of us questioned those different things that happened in the events of our American history. But then the unbelieving world will say, well, but I don't think that Jesus rose from the grave. I don't think that that really took place. I think that's a myth. Well, if you do, you're allowing the adversary to blind your eyes with the truth. Because the truth is, it did happen, it did take place, and there's no denying that it happened. I believe that it is a true statement when people say it takes more faith to not believe than it does to believe. So today's message is not about defending the resurrection, because I believe that almost every sermon that I have preached on Easter Sunday has always been defending the resurrection. But the sermon today is about how heaven came down. We turn to the Lord's Prayer. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 today. Matthew chapter 6. Many of you don't need to turn there. You just know it by heart. But in Matthew chapter 6, if you go over to verse 9, it says this: "In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed it be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now look at verse 10 again. Verse 10 says this: "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Lord, I want heaven to rule. I want heaven to rule in our church. I want heaven to rule in our school. I want heaven to rule in my life. Lord, I want heaven to rule in my family, in our church, in our nation. I desire for heaven to rule. Amen. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Now turn back to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1. And it says, "In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." So the kingdom of heaven is at hand is what John the Baptist was preaching to the people. You and I need to be preaching that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. D was preaching for Jesus' first coming. We're preaching for Jesus' second coming. Church, you need to be ready. Nation, you need to be ready. Unbelievers, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior before it is too late. Now we go to the baptism of Jesus. Go to Matthew chapter 3 and go over to verse 13. Matthew 3 and verse 13. In verse 13 it says this: "Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him." In verse 16, "When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened up to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting upon him, and suddenly there was a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Now turn with me to the Gospel of John quickly. The Gospel of John chapter 1. And verse 29. And we're going to follow this story. So John 1 and verse 29. In verse 29 it says this: "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." What was the announcement? Hallelujah. What was the announcement? What does it mean? Heaven had come down. through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, the only begotten of God, heaven had come down. Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world had come down so you could go up. For those who know Jesus, you are a part of the kingdom of God. You are a citizen of heaven. You have a heavenly citizenship today. Heaven is my home. Heaven is your home today if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because spiritually, that's where you are seated. Spiritually, that's where you belong. Spiritually, that is your home today. Right now, we have dual citizenship. I may be standing in Iowa, but my home is in heaven. And the longer that I walk in this earth and the older I get in this earth, the less I want to be here and the more I want to be there. I want to be with my Lord and my Savior to praise Him forevermore. Hebrews 13:4 says, "For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come." Let me tell you, brother and sister, Joe Biden wasn't the Messiah, and neither is Donald Trump. There's only one Messiah. There's only one Savior, and His name is Jesus the Christ. He is the Christ child. He is the Son of the Most High God. We need to be prepared for His coming, not the coming of a president, but the coming of the Lord Jesus. So right now, we have dual citizenship. But we are citizens of heaven because of our faith in Jesus. We are spiritually seated in heaven, and that's where we belong. Yes, the chance was given to us because heaven came down. Through Christ our Savior, we can go up. Turn with me back to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians. I was preaching a shorter message today because of Easter and people and the family dinners. In 1 Corinthians 15, in verse 20, it says this: "But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterwards those who are at Christ at his coming." Christ was the first fruit to prove to us, because I was raised from the dead, you will be raised from the dead as well. If I turn to Matthew chapter 6, one more last scripture today. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9 again. Matthew 6 and verse 9 again. "In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Saints, I say today, come Lord Jesus. I don't have to be here one more day. I'm ready to go home today. And the question is, are you ready to go home today? If the Lord would call you home, are you ready? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you haven't made that commitment to Jesus, then I most certainly encourage you to do that today. Everyone in this church has been right where you're at if you don't know Jesus. Right where you're at. Pastor Leo was right where you're at. I was in the valley of indecision. Do I accept Him? I believe in Him, but do I accept Him? Is that something that I need to do? And the Holy Spirit kept drawing on my heart. The Holy Spirit kept drawing. You need to go forward. You need to go forward. You need to receive my Son. You need to have eternal life. And the only way that you're going to have eternal life is through my Son. You need to accept His death, His sacrifice for your sins today. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if there is somebody in this church that has not prayed that prayer to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, I pray that, Father, in and only the way that you can, that your Holy Spirit would sweep over this place and begin speaking to the individual hearts and their lives today. Is there one today? Is there one today that the Lord is speaking to you? Is he saying to your heart today, this has been a long time coming. You've been holding out for a long time. You need to make this decision in your life to accept my son as your Lord and Savior. God loves you so much, my children. He loves you so much that his spirit has been sent to draw in your heart because he wants to draw you in a relationship with him. Father, we pray, touch every heart and every life. And while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, with there being one by the signifying of the upraised hand, Pastor Leo, I need to make that decision today. I need to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior for myself, for my family, for my children. I have never done it, and I need to do it today. Is there one today that would slip up their hand? Is there one today? God bless you all. Someday we're going to leave this place, saints. We're going to leave this behind, and we're going to walk on the streets of glory because of our faith in Jesus. Father, we rejoice in this resurrection day that we can come out, that we can praise and lift up the name of Jesus. And I pray that, Father, for all of these people and all of their families, that, Lord, you indeed would open the windows of heaven and you would pour out your blessings upon them. Bless them today. There may be many that have to be on the road. May your travelings be, mercies be upon their life. And may you be with them, Father, and may you bless them. And we thank you for this day, Father, and we ask it all in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Lord bless you. Happy Resurrection Sunday.